girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up? I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode because we have my girlfriend Sam with me here today.
Hello.
It's going to be really fun because Sam is one of my friends that whenever we are together, we have these super juicy conversations and often I'm like, we should record this and turn it into a podcast. So you're going to hear her actually twice on the podcast this week, today's episode as well as Thursday's episode, but we're diving into like two different topics that I think are really going to be applicable. This today, we're talking about this concept that Sam calls gold dipping. And I think we need to just give them a definition of what gold dipping is, and then we'll dig into the juice. So what is gold dipping and how did you come up with this? Because this is a Sam coined term. You can't Google this. Sam made this up. Tell us what it is.
Gold dipping is a metaphor. Mm-hmm. And it's something that came up in my life when there were instances that I wanted to be better than they were, but I didn't want to deal with the fact that they weren't as great as I wanted them to be. Mm-hmm. So I started gold dipping it to myself. So whether it was a friendship, a relationship, something at work, I was like, you know, it's not that bad. It's going to work out for XYZ reasons and just didn't deal with it. That's the gold dip.
So if someone were to think right now at this time in their life, they're avoiding something that they know that they need to take action on. So like for anyone listening into this, it's like, if you know that you're in a relationship that's not serving you, maybe it's a romantic relationship, but you're trying to find like, well, you know, it's not that bad, and like rationalizing your way into staying in something that you know is not serving you. Or maybe you're pretending like your health, the current state of your health is better than it is, but you know that it's really bugging you, or your job or where you live. Like there's so many different areas that we can do this in our life. But my question, Sam, is like, how does someone identify if they're gold dipping, if they're not aware of it? Because you pointed out to me the areas that I gold dip in my life. And now this term is going to be stuck with me forever, which is why I wanted to share this with the Empower Her community. Like, how do we know when we're doing it? And what are some of the ways that you catch it in yourself or when you catch it in other people?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think everybody gold dips.
Yeah.
Like if you're listening to this, you cannot evade the fact that you do this. We all do. It's just figuring out like, where are we doing it and getting ahead of it?
Yeah.
Because it's really dangerous. And the metaphor comes from the idea of a necklace, right? Like if you have a sterling silver necklace, but you want a gold necklace. So you dip it in gold and you pretend you have one. You're not going to do the things and make the changes to be the kind of person that can get the gold necklace at mm-hmm. the end of the day. So figuring out like where in your life you have a knowing, like an intuition. This isn't quite right. But you don't want to look at it because it's messy or it's uncomfortable or it doesn't feel good. Like what's bringing that up for you? And then just sit and ask yourself, like, am I really content with this situation? Am I fulfilled? Am I happy? Mm-hmm. And if that's not a hell yes, then you're probably not looking at something. Let's figure out what that is and why.
Mm-hmm. So it's a defense mechanism too, right? Like to not – like if there is something that you know – and in particular, I think that this could come up a lot in relationships – but this could also come up in when you are just not wanting to do the work, right? Like an avoidance, because it's almost like, well, if I say that it's not a problem, then I don't have to come up with the solution or I don't have to do the work to make it better. So I'll just avoid it until eventually it combusts, right?
Totally. Yeah. And it's kind of that idea of like, if I know it's going to be hard to do and mm-hmm. I know it's going to be hard to look at, who volunteers for something that's going to be hard?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people do. I'm not necessarily one of them. Hate working out, for example. So finding the courage to look in the face of what you're struggling with requires you to not avoid. It's mm-hmm. much more comfortable and much easier to avoid the situation entirely.
Well, it's easier now, but if it all spontaneously combusts because you've avoided it for too long, right? Then it's like, I think about this often. We were talking about this in marriage where it's like, if you have, or in any relationship, but like, let's use marriage as an example, where if there's something going on that you're just gold dipping, you're like pretending like it's okay. Like, you know that your marriage is not in the state that you want it to be in, or you know that you're not showing up as, say, like the wife that you want to be. And it's like, okay, well, I'm just avoiding this. I'm kind of avoiding this. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. All of a sudden, over time, the tiny little it's not that bad notion or goal dipping over time is going to turn into a catastrophe where it might end where it wouldn't have had to end if you would have taken responsibility for it earlier, right?
Totally. Like if you go back to that necklace, the gold's going to chip over time and you're going to end up back with the sterling silver necklace. But because you waited all that time, you lost the opportunity to actually deal with it in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So say it's that relationship you're talking about. If we gold dip, 5 years could go by. Mm-hmm. 10 years could go by, 15 years goes by. And then you realize this wasn't it, but I didn't let myself understand that early enough to action on it,
mm-hmm.
which means I missed all that time or all of the other opportunities that could have come by, you know, working on the issues in the relationship earlier on, for example.
Mm-hmm. So how do we, from your opinion, raise the necessity to do it? Because it's going to be, so if someone identifies somewhere in their life, like if they're being honest with themselves, it's like, what are you pretending that like you don't need to work on, right? What are you pretending is okay when you know that it's not okay for you? Whether that is a relationship, a health, a career, something with your mental, like it doesn't, there's so many different areas, like apply this to your life however you choose, but it's like, okay, we know that this is a problem. Right now, someone's driving in their car right now and they're listening to this and they're like, oh shit, this is a problem for me. Like I know the area. Like often we can identify it if we're honest with ourselves, right? So we can identify something that we're gold dipping in. Now it's like, okay, I know that it's going to be hard in terms of I'm going to have to do work to do this. I'm going to have to take radical responsibility. I'm going to have to take the finger that I'm pointing at other people, flip it around and point it at myself and say, what can I own here? And that is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to have a conversation that they don't know how someone's going to react to them having that conversation. So like, this is super uncomfortable. If someone's like recognizing right now, like I want to avoid, like I want to turn off this podcast episode because I'm getting uncomfortable, right? There are some people that are feeling that way. So how do we raise the necessity to actually do the work to catch ourselves? So I think step one would be catching ourselves and like, what is it that I'm gold dipping in? Mm-hmm. So how do we get ourselves to take action from there?
So I think there's even a step before that that's super important. And the step that you have to take is, and some people have hesitation with hearing this term, but I think it's important. Like understanding that you deserve something to be exceptional.
Mm.
So if that's a priority to you, if your relationship's priority, like you can deserve an exceptional relationship. Where people get stuck with that is they think like deserve, but what if you're not entitled to that XYZ?
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to put in the work in any area of your life, then an exceptional outcome is available to you. So first deciding like, okay, this is important to me and I deserve to make this as good as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Then, okay, where do I feel like I'm not at exceptional?
Yeah.
What is important to me, but I'm not indexing where I would like to, figure out what that area is. And then what are the things I've told myself that I'm okay with that I know I'm not okay with?
Mm-hmm.
And how long am I comfortable and willing to continue telling myself that I'm okay with those things, knowing I'm never going to be okay with those things?
Mm-hmm.
And those will start to pop up these areas of opportunity where maybe it's a conversation that you have with somebody. Maybe it's, I think you said, like radical honesty and responsibility with yourself of where am I a participant in this? What are the actions I'm taking that are causing these issues? Where could I shift those behaviors? And just start taking accountability because you deserve an exceptional life, but you have to build towards that to make it a reality.
So I love this. Okay, let's use me as an example because I think that people will resonate with this, okay? So you recently, we were talking about triggers, which is going to be Thursday's episode, just a little like disclaimer. This is going to be so juicy, so you're going to want to tune into that too. But we were talking about how when I gold dip, it can be really triggering for you, right? And we're not going to get into like the root of triggers and all that. That'll be Thursday. But where do you, like, let's talk about me gold dipping in business or in my career. How did you notice like that was coming up and how do you feel like is a good way for someone else to notice it in someone else where they're not pointing the finger at them because that can be really off-putting. Mm-hmm. But how do you notice this and help support people in your life that might be doing this?
I think with you, where it was coming up was there was a bit of dissonance or incongruence between what you were saying you wanted and then what you were – like the actions that were taking to stack up towards that.
Yeah.
Where I was like, okay, well, if this is what you say you want, then – is this the right move to get there? Like, does that make sense? And you had a reason as to why it did make sense.
Yeah.
And the reason felt a little bit gold dipped. It was yeah. like, is this actually going to walk us in the direction of where we're trying to go? Or are we just saying it is so we don't have to entertain the fact that it's going to be difficult to deal with the fact that maybe we have to make some changes?
Right, right. Okay, so for someone listening into this right now that has decided, so the unworthiness piece as a like almost like a step zero before step one, because I always think of like step one of being awareness of it, because once you're aware of it, then you can actually take action on it in any aspect of your life. But if under the like underneath you feeling uncomfortable to even become aware is this unworthiness, right?
Girl, I am so excited because if you've wanted to build your business to feel more aligned and fun and maybe even like a little bit simpler in 2024, I've got something that I just created that I think you're going to be really excited about, which is our Empower Her Business Mastermind. This is the first business mastermind that I've hosted, and it's going to be super high vibe, of course, but it's a 10-week intimate mastermind with women like you that are wanting to grow businesses in a way where they are building community and they feel like they've got a message or a mission that they want to share, but they want to build different streams of income into their business that are either online memberships, courses, digital products, masterminds, events, or retreats. If any of those are like, oh my gosh, I want to create those things, that's what we're going to focus on in this mastermind. And then what's really cool is I feel really passionate right now about helping women that are earning active income to start to educate them more on passive income. Because honestly, what we're doing, if you didn't know personally, is we take active income from my business and we're pouring that into real estate, which is much more passive because there are going to be seasons of life that maybe you don't want to be launching things all the time. So I want to set you up for success. And that's something that I really want to bring into this mastermind as well. And I just want to have some fun with you because I think business is supposed to be fun. So what's so cool about this is it's a container that has one-on-one calls with me so we can really dig into the juice. We've got monthly, twice a month group Zoom calls. So you get to know the rest of the women in the mastermind, a private platform to connect with them. And then dun, 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 a 2.5-day in-person retreat smack dab in the middle of this mastermind in Denver, Colorado. You get to stay at my Airbnbs, Peach House and Champagne House. They're 4 minutes from each other. And we're going to bring in guest speakers and we have workshops and a ton of connection. It's going to be so freaking awesome. And I cannot even wait. And this is for you if you have been in business for 6 months or more. I want to disclaimer that because I really want to make sure that I'm curating a space that is going to be really supportive to women that have already struggled a little bit. Because like sometimes you got to get a little struggle under your belt before you're ready for a business mastermind. This is not for someone that has an idea. This is for someone that already is getting going in a certain direction. And I want to help you build a business that you're really excited about. So if you're interested, there are limited spots because there are limited beds in these houses for the retreat. So all you have to do is text the word mastermind to 512-548-2728. Again, text mastermind to 512-548-2728. You'll get a link to the application. Fill that out as quickly as possible because after I get your application, if you're a good fit for this and I think that this could really add value to you, we'll set up a call for me to basically do like a little interview and kind of explain the details of this program. And then we'll start filling up these spots. And we're kicking off mid-January. So let's get this party started. If you have any questions, of course, you can always DM me at Keisha Get Married. But I am so freaking excited about this. I think this is going to be game changer, literally life changing for some of you. So if it feels aligned, get that application in, girl. And I can't wait to hear from you. All right. Without further ado, let's dive back into the show.
So let's unpack that a little bit. Like if somebody right now is feeling like they don't want to even acknowledge where they're gold dipping because they have this belief that maybe they don't identify it or label it as unworthiness, but it's like they don't believe that they should have an exceptional bank account or exceptional marriage or exceptional female friendships or exceptional career, or they just don't believe it. Like, what are some of the root causes that someone would feel as if they're unworthy from your perspective?
Oh, that's such a hard one and something I've experienced. So I can definitely kind of tap into that emotion. But I think it just comes back to like, you see that these things are possible, but you don't always feel that they're possible for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes the limiting belief that will stop you from actioning towards making it possible for you. And just getting, I know it sounds oversimplified, but like getting past that and mm-hmm. figuring out how to walk yourself out of that unworthiness into a position of like, I deserve to be here. And if I do the proper inputs, like the outputs are available to me.
Yeah.
These things aren't out of your control.
Yeah.
If you don't feel worthy of a positive outcome, you'll never put yourself in the arena to get one.
Totally. Well, and so it's like, if you could just entertain, so to make it kind of a playful approach on this is like, if you could just entertain the idea that there's a possibility that you could have exceptional in any aspect of your life. Like if you're not willing to step into it right now, for someone listening into this, it's like, I really do struggle with believing that I should have exceptional. I can look at someone else, like maybe someone listening into this could look at even me and say like, oh, good for her, but I could never do that. Or telling themselves this story of like, she has something that I don't, so I could never get there. So I won't even try, right? Because if we don't say that we want something, then we never have to feel the feeling of not getting what we want, right? It's like, if we just avoid it and we say, well, this is, I don't want this, I'm not even going to try.
And that's a prime example of goal dipping.
Yeah.
Like the person who says, oh, like, I don't want to be in a relationship. That's why I'm not dating. But you know they do.
Yeah.
Right? Or I don't want a different job. I'm happy with where I am. But you know they're not.
Yeah.
Like, it's the classic goal dip to say, oh, I chose to take myself out of the game. Mm-hmm. It's not that I couldn't play.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the whole, like, we've talked about this on this podcast before of like, are you interested or are you committed? Because the actions that you're going to take if you're committed come from a very different place of like, I'm going to do what is required because I believe that I deserve exceptional in a particular area of my life. So I'm going to go get it. If I'm interested, I'm going to show up when it's convenient. I'm going to sometimes do the work. I'm going to sometimes like challenge my own thoughts to believe that I'm worthy, but I'm not always going to do that because I'm only interested. But for someone listening into this right now, that like this could be their like demarcation line podcast. Like they could remember this random conversation with Keisha and her friend Sam. They're like, this was eye opening. Like truly, that's pretty cool to think about that like someone right now could hear this and this could be a game changer like perspective for them. So what could we give them to kind of tie this up in a bow? What could we give to someone as a way for them to identify. So if they've come to the conclusion of step zero is like, I believe that I'm worthy of an exceptional life. Even if I don't fully believe that, I'm open to like letting myself just drift off into the possibility that maybe I could have exceptional, right? If they're not in the position where they can say like, I believe exceptional. Now they're moving to this awareness piece, right? Where they can become more aware of where they're goal dipping in their life. How can they find out what that is? Like, what are some of the thoughts? What are some of the questions? Or what are maybe some of the phrases that they might say to themselves?
To figure out what they're goal dipping?
Yeah.
I think really just sitting with yourself and committing to be radically honest in the conversation.
Yeah.
Nobody's there. It's just you. I mean, it can be helpful to talk it through with a friend. So feel free to, you know, get one of your friends and have the chat. But tell yourself, I'm going to be brutally honest with myself about how I currently feel about my situation. Because even if we're not saying it out loud, it's still there. And it's still like impacting our decisions and it's impacting our frameworks and it's impacting everything. Mm-hmm. So sit down, be radically honest about yourself and just ask yourself the question, like, is there anywhere that I want more than what I have right now?
Mm-hmm.
And the first word that pops into your mind, something, well, that's the area to look at.
Yeah.
And then start to look at maybe like break out your day. What are the things that I'm doing? What are the beliefs that I hold? And you will find one that does not quite sit with your soul the way that it should. And that's the goal dip.
Yeah. It's funny because if we can catch ourselves in it, like I'm doing right now. So the reason why we're recording this episode and why we're recording the episode for Thursday for you is because this feels like a very transformative season in my life. Like for those of you that have listened to the podcast for the last weeks, months, definitely years, you understand I'm feeling this major evolution. Part of it is becoming a new mom. And it's also questioning like, what's the direction I want to go in my life? How do I want to show up as a person? How do I want to evolve in my business? And some of the goal dipping that I've done that Sam pointed out to me that's been really helpful is like, okay, so you say you want to make this type of like impact in your business or you want to work with this demographic, but you're rationalizing your way to stay comfortable because you're wanting to avoid the work in order to get there, whether that's work of like what you're producing or it's the work of letting go with the, for me, I think it's underlying like people-pleasing tendencies of wanting to be accessible to everyone or wanting to be for everyone and knowing that when you evolve, you might ruffle some feathers, right? And that's uncomfortable. And I think there are some people listening into this right now that like you might be able to identify an area in your life that you're goal dipping in. Underneath that is some sort of people-pleasing tendency that's like, I want to do this, but will this person be mad at me, right? So it's like asking yourself, what could I do if no one would be mad at me? What could I do if no one would be upset with this? Or what could I do if I could really have exceptional? What would that look like? And more importantly, what would that feel like? And when we can get better at asking ourselves those questions and start to truly believe that we deserve to have exceptional, I feel like we're like opening up, like rolling out the red carpet for ourselves. Right.
And know that the discomfort's okay too.
Yeah.
And just sit in it. because it will empower you at the end of the day. It won't feel like it in the first moment, but it will. Mm-hmm. You'll start to build a muscle. So like if you have a business and you set a revenue goal for yourself and you didn't hit it, there could be a lot of ways to justify why that happened.
Yeah.
What was going on in your personal life? What was going on in the world? But just sitting with the reality of the metrics,
yeah,
and saying, what do these say and what do I have to do to change them, is going to make your business grow much faster, mm-hmm, than if you justify why the numbers are where they are.
Yes.
So just like numbers are so tangible, right?
And yeah,
like there, you can do the same thing in a qualitative way with friendships, relationships, et cetera, but just figuring out like, where do I need this to be ranking or scoring and where is it?
Yeah.
And then, okay, if it's a 3, I have to get this up to a 7 because that's my threshold.
Yeah.
And then you can be really accountable to yourself, mm-hmm, because you've put a number on it, you've identified it, and then you know where you're trying to go.
And you don't have to choose. So I think it's important for people to hear that too, is like, if the number isn't where you want it to be, or like if you're doing this in a qualitative way where like you don't have the type of friendships or the marriage or whatever, you're not showing up the way that you want to. When you find that there's a discrepancy between where you are now and where you want to go, let's not make that mean anything other than that's just room for improvement, right? Because I do think that it's really easy for us to be, as humans, to be like our own worst critics, where we start beating ourselves up about it. And that can be really dangerous too. You go in this downward spiral and then all of a sudden you're ugly crying on your bathroom floor and your snot mascara is getting together in your mouth and you're choking on it and you're just like, oh, I suck, right? We don't want you to get there. That's not the point of it. It's more awareness. You're like, okay, let me take myself out of this perspective. Look at this, like, okay, I'm aware that I'm pretending like I don't care about this area of my life, but I do really care about this because I'm the person that I spend every single second with every single day. So I know that I care. Now I want to be here, which is further along, insert whatever number that is, if it's a quantitative goal. I want to be there. Okay. I'm not there yet. That doesn't mean that I'm not capable. That definitely doesn't mean that I'm not worthy. That means that I have an area that I can improve on. And now what are the action steps that I need to take? And now let me just start taking those action steps. And there doesn't even have to be a lot of emotion involved with it. Because I think when we tap into that shame or guilt, it can feel so difficult to get ourselves to take action because now we're in this pity party.
And shame is a really good word. And I'm glad you brought it up because I think the optics piece of this is so important too. Like if you want a gold necklace, but you don't have one, mm-hmm, that's why you went and you bought the sterling silver one and you dipped it in gold for the optics. Mm-hmm. And like the optics of this don't matter.
Yeah.
Like nobody needs to have any impression of where these things are other than how you feel about it.
Yeah.
So it's totally okay to just not have a necklace for a while you work up to the person that can buy the gold one or that can bring the gold one into your life. Don't worry about how this appears to anybody else. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you're not living your life for other people.
Yeah.
Like you're living your life for yourself and your own happiness.
And if you are living your life for other people and you are living your life by somebody else's success criteria, I don't want you to get to the end of your TBD amount of days here and have coulda, woulda, shouldas, wishing that you would have done what you wanted, or to have resentment for the person that you lived your life in accordance to their success criteria because you don't feel in alignment. So right now it's like if there's someone in your circle of influence that has told you you should be happy with what you have, but internally you know that you don't, right? This is like a common narrative in this community, is like things are good, but I want great. And is it okay that I want great? And am I quote unquote leaving people behind if I go for great? And is it selfish of me to want more when I should be grateful for what I have, right? That narrative is that in itself is a gold dip. I should just be grateful for this. I should just be happy that I'm healthy. I should just be whatever. And I'm very guilty of that. And we all are, to your point. But I think for anyone listening into this, like, I hope you hear this episode and you think about this as an opportunity to notice those places in your life where you're doing it, because I now have this term ingrained in my brain and I'm going to catch it for myself when I'm like, you know, it's just okay that I'm this. It's not okay, but it doesn't mean that I'm bad or unworthy or that I'm in a shame spiral. It just means like, okay, you're not okay with this. Great. Now you know what to take action on. So any last little tidbits to add on that, Sam?
I think that's it. It's really helped me and I've seen it be really helpful for a lot of my friends. So I just hope it helps people.
Yeah. Cheers to gold dipping and getting out of our gold dipping ways. If this episode was helpful for you, as always, I'd love if you can tag me on Instagram or shoot me a little DM. Sam will be here when this episode's released so I can give her all the juice if it was helpful. So thanks so much and we'll talk to you soon. Hey.
Thank you you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.